Luke, chapter 19. And he entered and was passing through Jericho. And look, a man called by name Zacchaeus, and he was a chief publican, and he was rich. And he sought to see Jesus who he was, and could not for the crowd, because he was little of stature. And he ran on before, and climbed up into a sycamore tree to see him, for he was to pass that way. And when he came to the place, Jesus looked up, and said to him, Zacchaeus, hurry, and come down, for today I must stay at your house. And he hurried, and came down, and received him joyfully. And when they saw it, they all murmured, saying, He has gone in to lodge with a man who is a sinner. And Zacchaeus stood, and said to the Lord, Look, Lord, the half of my goods I give to the poor, and if I have wrongfully exacted anything of any man, I restore fourfold. And Jesus said to him, Today has salvation come to this house, since he also is a son of Abraham. For the Son of Man came to seek and to save that which was lost. And as they heard these things, he added and spoke a parable, because he was near to Jerusalem, and because they supposed that the kingdom of God was immediately to appear. He said therefore, A certain nobleman went into a far country, to receive for himself a kingdom, and to return. And he called 10 slaves of his, and gave them 10 minas, and said to them, Trade until I come. But his citizens hated him, and sent an ambassador after him, saying, We will not have this man reign over us. And it came to pass, when he came back again, having received the kingdom, that he commanded these slaves, to whom he had given the money, to be called to him, that he might know what they had gained by trading. And the first came before him, saying, Lord, your mina has made 10 minas more. And he said to him, Well done, you good slave, because you were found faithful in a very little, have authority over 10 cities. And the second came, saying, Your mina, Lord, has made 5 minas. And he said to him also, You also be over 5 cities. And another came, saying, Lord, look, here is your mina, which I kept laid up in a napkin. For I feared you, because you are an austere man, you take up that which you did not lay down, and reap that which you did not sow. He says to him, Out of your own mouth I will judge you, you wicked slave. You knew that I am an austere man, taking up that which I did not lay down, and reaping that which I did not sow. Then why didn't you give my money into the bank, and I at my coming should have collected it with interest? And he said to those who stood by, Take away from him the mina, and give it to him who has the 10 minas. And they said to him, Lord, he has 10 minas. I say to you, that to everyone who has will be given, but from him who has not, even that which he has will be taken away. But these enemies of mine, who did not want that I should reign over them, bring here, and slay them before me. And when he had thus spoken, he went on before, going up to Jerusalem, and it came to pass, when he drew near to Bethphage and Bethany, at the mount that is called, of Olives, he sent 2 of the disciples. Saying, Go your way into the village across from you, in which as you enter you will find a colt tied, on which no man ever yet sat, and having loosed him, bring him. And if anyone asks you, Why do you loose him? Thus you will say, The Lord has need of him. And those who were sent, went away, and found even as he had said to them. And as they were loosing the colt, its owners said to them, Why do you loose the colt? And they said, The Lord has need of him. And they brought him to Jesus, and they threw their garments on the colt, and set Jesus on it. And as he went, they spread their garments in the way. And as he was now drawing near, even at the descent of the Mount of Olives, the whole multitude of the disciples began to rejoice and praise God with a loud voice for all the mighty works which they had seen. Saying, Blessed is he who comes, the King, in the name of Yahweh, peace in heaven, and glory in the highest. And some of the Pharisees from the multitude said to him, Teacher, rebuke your disciples. And he answered and said, I tell you, if these will hold their peace, the stones will cry out. And when he drew near, he saw the city and wept over it. Saying, If you had known in this day, even you, the things which belong to peace. But now they are hid from your eyes. For the days will come upon you, when your enemies will cast up a bank about you, and circle you round, and keep you in on every side. And will dash you to the ground, and your children inside you, and they will not leave in you one stone on another, because you didn't know the time of your visitation. And he entered into the temple, and began to cast out those who sold. Saying to them, It is written, And my house will be a house of prayer, but you have made it a den of robbers. And he was teaching daily in the temple. But the chief priests and the scribes and the principal men of the people sought to destroy him. And they could not find what they might do, for the people all hung on him, listening.